We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What is going to be a couple of keys for the Boston Celtics to get a win here tonight?
And now, Dale and Keith presents.
What are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
Keith, I think I'm going to quit my Nessun job if this ever happens again.
Oh, and yet, are you guys ready? And here you are. You have. You've been won over. So again, the Patriots are the 3 points off. Steve loves it.
Those are Steve's keys. You hear ring jingling over there.
Because we still haven't picked the game in here. The five of us have not picked the game, so you're going to want to pay attention to these keys, and then maybe you'll have a winner at the end of this. Let's begin.
Yes.
The Patriots are undefeated when Sony Michel scores a touchdown.
Oh, I like it.
The last time the Chiefs were in the AFC Championship game, it was 1994. A Chiefs starter jacket cost $150. Today, that same jacket cost $75.
With premature rattling of keys there, I heard that.
Chiefs were 9-2 with Kareem Hunt. They're 5-2 without him. Without him.
Oh, sorry. I thought there was some follow-up there.
Due to his great size, Andy Reid's only two natural predators are the killer whale and the polar bear.
All right. And by the way, the mascot for Bowdoin College is the polar
bear.
There
you go. Kill Andy Reid.
What are the odds we'll see pictures of him in the punt, pass, and kick contest this weekend?
100%. No bet. Yeah. No bet. Yeah.
Keys, right. Keys.
The Patriots, with Tom Brady, are 59-1 when they have a 100-yard rusher. That was a caller stat from yesterday. I don't know if it's entirely true, but we'll take it.
Trust our callers.
Kansas City isn't even in Kansas. The last
Keys,
time
well, there is a Kansas City in Kansas.
Yes. This one isn't.
Oh, this one.
Arrowheads in Missouri. The last time the Chiefs made it this far, Marcus Allen was their running back. And a lot of people believe he slept with Nicole Brown Simpson.
Yes.
I don't think that that's a belief.
Yes.
I think that's a fact.
Who witnessed? Somebody witnessed that?
Is what it is.
The game will be played on January 20th. Which also happens to be Buzz Aldrin's birthday. Dale.
Wow.
Do you know what Andy Reid and Buzz Aldrin have in common?
They're both from Ohio.
Neither have been to the moon.
What?
Keys, keys.
What?
Tom Brady is just 3-4 in road playoff games.
Wow.
That make you think, Steve. Maybe make
no,
you think.
Really.
This is a real numbers game. Ready? Bill Belichick and Andy Reid combined are the longest tenured NFL head coaches with 44 years of experience.
Mm.
Tom Brady has 44 game-winning drives under his belt.
What?
The over-under for this game is 56. 56 minus 44 is 12. What?
Mind blown.
Keys, keys. The Patriots are 7-1 this season when friend of the show Trey Flowers records at least a half sack.
Mm, I like that.
The most famous...
Do you ever hurt your fingers when you rattle
those
things?
They're bleeding right now. The most famous person from Kansas City is Burt Bacharach.
Oh, who said
what?
That?
Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, I know he's from there, but is he the most famous?
Yeah,
the last time the Chiefs were in the AFC title game, as I mentioned, was 1994. That's also the last time Andy Reid could see his feet.
What?
Come on. The Patriots.
Keith's keys.
The Patriots are trying to make the Super Bowl for the third time in 3 years, while the Chiefs are looking to make it for the third time in 53 years.
What?
Wow.
The Chiefs' first mascot was named Warpaint, a nickname given to several different breeds of Pinto horse. Warpaint served as the team's mascot from 1963 to 1988. The first Warpaint was born in 1955. Died in 1992 and was ridden bareback by Bob Johnson.
Wow.
Kansas City's not even in Kansas.
By the way, if I can just interrupt you here, I'm a little surprised given that your other job is proprietor of the Dork podcast.
Paul Rudd.
That you did not know that Walt Disney is from Kansas City.
No, I don't know if he's from Kansas City.
Are you sure?
Yep.
He's from Kansas City, Kansas, not Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, but I think he might have been anti-Semite.
Kansas City.
Keith's Keys.
Okay.
I think he was kind of a bad guy. I'm going with Burt Bacharach. The Chiefs have employed a cheerleading squad since the team's inception in 1960. In the team's early days, the all-female squad was referred to as the Chiefettes.
They were?
The Chiefettes.
Oh, God. Don't even rattle them.
Chiefettes.
Is that a key?
According to Wikipedia, in the mid-1980s, the Chiefs featured a short-lived, unnamed, quote, Indian man mascot, which was later scrapped in 1988.
Good plan.
Since 1989, the cartoon-like K.C. Wolf, portrayed by Dan Mears in a wolf costume, has served as the team's mascot. The team's mascot was named after the Chiefs' Wolf Pack, a group of rabid fans from the team's days at Municipal Stadium. K.C. Wolf is one of the most popular NFL mascots and was the league's first mascot inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame in 2006.
That's a thing?
Yeah, he's in there.
What?
He's in there.
Mascot Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Arrowhead Stadium. This one's important. Arrowhead Stadium is recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as having the loudest outdoor stadium in the world. This was achieved on September 29th, 2014, Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots.
Oh.
When the crowd achieved a roar of 142.2 decibels, which is comparable to standing 100 feet from a jet engine, which even with short-term exposure can cause permanent damage.
Wow.
Kansas City's not even in Kansas. Now, this is another thing. I want to thank the guys at Inside Edge NFL, IE_NFL. They tweeted me. They knew the keys were coming. They have a whole list of keys here. I will pick out some of the good ones. And again, as you're getting set to make your bets, the Chiefs are 13-1 when average starting field position is better than their own 30 since the start of last season.
Well, let's not let them do that then.
The Chiefs are 8-1 when intercepting at least one pass.
Mm.
Huh? How about that? The Patriots are 16-0 when having the lead at the end of the first quarter since the start of last season.
The
Patriots,
I like that one.
The Patriots are 33-2 when leading at the end of the first half since the start of 16. The Patriots are undefeated when allowing an average of less than 5 yards on first down plays. Keith's Keys! The Patriots are 30-2 when allowing less than 22 points since 2016. When Tom Brady has more passing yards than his average, 279, his team is 12-2 since the start of last season.
Not bad.
Like that one.
I like it.
The Patriots are 26-4 when intercepting at least one pass since 2016.
They're not By good the way, anymore.
They intercepted Patrick Mahomes twice.
Twice. Yeah.
In the
they
last
did,
meeting.
Right? Got to win. And the Patriots, we'll end on this one. The Patriots are 30-4 when allowing less than 3 explosive runs since the start of 2016.
Excuse me? Hey. Did you say explosive runs? People are eating lunch out there, you know?
That's right. Add it all up. What do you have?
You got the keys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.